This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In 2017, a new president took office while powerful men fell as women came forward to say Me Too. Those stories and more dominating the headlines in 2017. The year started with a big change in Washington, the inauguration of President Donald Trump.
The people became the rulers of this nation again.
The next day, millions protested the new president at the women's marches across the country, the biggest single day of demonstrations in American history. The president also confronting North Korea after the test firing of its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The North also testing its most powerful nuclear weapon yet, a hydrogen bomb, and launching a missile that scientists say can hit any point in the United States. In May, President Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. That led to the appointment of a special counsel, Robert Mueller, to run the investigation into Russia's election meddling and possible collusion with members of Team Trump. The investigation led to the indictment of the former Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and the former campaign aide, Rick Gates. Also, the former National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. He's now cooperating with a special counsel. Charlottesville, Virginia became the scene of deadly demonstrations. A man plowed his car into a crowd of people demonstrating against a white nationalist rally and killed a woman. Americans continue to recover from three devastating hurricanes, which hit during the end of the summer. First, Harvey slammed into the U.S. as a Category 4 storm, causing catastrophic damage to Houston and the Texas coast.
We are just beginning the process of responding to the storm.
Next, Irma, one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. It slammed Florida and the Caribbean with devastating rain. And finally, Hurricane Maria, carving a path of destruction through Puerto Rico, killing dozens of people and wiping out power to the entire island.
No, come on out.
On October the 1st, O.J. Simpson walked free after spending 9 years behind bars following a botched robbery in Las Vegas. And just hours later in Las Vegas, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. 58 people killed and more than 500 wounded when a gunman fired into a crowded country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Still no word on his motive. Just a month later, another deadly mass shooting. 25 people died, including a pregnant woman, during a Sunday church service in Sutherland Springs, Texas. It's the deadliest shooting at a place of worship in American history.
No attack, no act of violence will ever break our spirit or diminish the faith of the American people.
In October, the legendary Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his job and so much more after dozens of women accused him of harassment, assault, and even rape. Democratic lawmakers John Conyers and Al Franken announced their resignations. Then there's Roy Moore and the Alabama Senate race. Women accused him of harassing and assaulting them years ago when they were teenagers. Moore lost the special election to the Democratic opponent, Doug Jones. Finally, the House and Senate passed separate tax bills calling for the largest overhaul of the American tax code in more than three decades. Looking ahead to 2018, the midterm elections coming up, the whole country waiting to see if voters will reject or reward President Trump. We're also keeping a close eye on tensions with North Korea and the latest sexual misconduct accusations. Of course, we'll be here for all of it. In New York, I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Happy New Year, America. Thanks for joining us as we remember some of the best interviews, experts, and guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live this past year.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder that for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And, hashtag us. We do a hashtag kind of thing because that's the way we roll here. Hashtag BML Talk. Get involved in the conversation is absolutely critical. Hey, we got a real treat for you right now. Marty Angelo is with us. He worked in the entertainment business from 1965 to 1980. For some reason, I think that we've had to cross paths because I was in Los Angeles, very much involved in the radio business at that time, too. Marty was involved as a musician, a TV producer, record promoter, a disc jockey, restaurant and nightclub owner, and personal manager for rock and roll bands like Raven, the popular Top 40s group, The Grassroots, starring Rob Grill. He received his first professional breaks from the late Jimi Hendrix and the late George Harrison. He later wrote and produced the 70s very popular dance TV show, Disco Step by Step, and in 1978 it was voted one of the top 25 disco record promoters. Marty Angelo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me on. It's funny. I was listening to your theme song there, and I worked on that tune.
Did you really?
Barry White.
Love
Unlimited Orchestra. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Well, I got to tell you that this is talking about disco. This was one of our themes, our consistent theme songs that we used back in the days, even before disco was disco. In fact, we used to do grad nights at Disneyland. Okay. And, so this was our signature song. So I've held on to that, as long as I can. We're out of respect. So it's, for people that have known me and have known my career, they identify with this. So, well, it's good to know that you worked with it. So, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Paul Williams. I go, maybe, for all the times I've played it, maybe I can get a little spin, a little love here for all the times I've played it, even in the years when I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you used that song throughout your whole career. That's
amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's
beautiful
been there.
Song,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's songs like that anymore.
No, not at all. And to think, and people are surprised that Barry White had this capability because of, what they knew of Barry White. But what a genius. I mean, you worked on this song. I mean, you had to know him personally. What an incredible talent, right?
Yeah, he was way ahead of himself. And, he had his fingers on everything. In fact, he was really the forerunner to that whole disco movement. I mean, there was difference in the sound at that time because there was funk. Remember the funk?
Yes, right. Funk Brothers. Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly.
But Barry added the strings, the orchestration, and nobody really was doing that back then. He set the pace for everyone that came after him. And so it was always a pleasure to work on his stuff, and he was quite a guy.
Well, you think about that and how much influence he must have had on the Bee Gees, you know, which they did a special for last night, in terms of that, you know, that big orchestration, that fullness of that sound, which people, when they first heard, you know, the, I guess the raw 4/4 beat of disco music, and then you bring, you know, the element of the orchestra into play here. It really brought fullness and brought the genre into a whole new level altogether, didn't it?
And it also brought the touch dancing back, because people started to hustle dance to that type of song. I mean, that was that's what made my television show so unique, because I only used those types of songs on it. Mm-hmm. And so, and the only people that could dance on the show were people that knew how to hustle dance, or salsa dance, they called it.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And my show kind of was the front runner to Dance Fever with Denny Terrio, produced by...
Exactly.
And all the others that came after it. And so we kind of set the pace. I didn't want them to just have a regular freeform dance style, because Dick Clark did that, and Don Cornelius did that with their shows. We just wanted to be different. Plus, we taught people how to dance.
Right, exactly.
On the show, so it made it different, too.
No, it was great. It was great fun. See, Marty, I was like a Billy Crystal, white man overbite, give me a disco ball kind of dancer. You know, because I was cool with the strobe light and the ballroom ball, you know, flashing around. I could make it work, you know.
I know, man. I did the same thing, and you know, as I became a record promoter, when disco really started taking off, you know, we had a group in New York called the New York Record Pool and the International Disco Record Center. And we were kind of the promotion arm for all of the record companies at that time. So we would go around to all the DJs in all over New York and actually all over the country, then eventually giving out these free records to these guys.
Right.
And they would play the songs, and people would want to buy them after they heard them played. And in fact, you know, we didn't even need to promote them on radio, as you know.
Yes.
It was tough to get a record played on a radio station. So this was a pleasure to go into the discos and just give the guy a DJ copy, and he'd play all night long, and people would then want to buy it and go to the record stores, and record companies loved it.
Yeah. Well, it was tougher radio stations, because they're used to about 3-4 minute cuts, and all of a sudden we start getting, you know, 12-18 minute cuts of that beat, and, you know, they're going, whoa, what do we do here? We've got commercials we've got to run at some point, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, they always had like a couple of different versions of it. Mm-hmm. But then when FM radio got popular, you know, I think it was WBLS in New York that was kind of the front runner for disco. They would play a lot of the longer songs. In fact, you could walk the streets in some of the neighborhoods, and that's all you'd hear. Everybody'd have their same station, radio on the same station, and you'd hear the same song playing all the way up the street. It was great. It was a great time.
It was
a relief from the 60s.
Mm. Exactly.
The 60s was turbulent.
Right.
And when the 70s came around and that disco music and that started happening, it was like opening a window and letting in some fresh air. It was, oh, we survived. We're not going to blow ourselves up. The Russians aren't coming.
That's right. Exactly. And as you say, you open the door up to an incredible amount of talent, whether it was Barry White and Ashford and Simpson and Donna Summers. I mean, you know, it just went on and on, right?
Yeah. It gave everybody an opportunity, and they made big money. It was a $1 billion business. And by the time I was sitting on it before, you know, we were the ones that helped promote it to that level. And then when Robert Stigwood came out with the Bee Gees, and they were looking for someone to be a star in the movie, Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
We took a poll, you know, and John Travolta used to show up at these shopping malls when he used to do that movie or the TV show Welcome Back, Carter.
Exactly.
And he'd get 10,000 screaming fans would show up. So we thought the best person to do that role in Saturday Night Fever would be him. Mm-hmm. Even though he didn't know how to dance, and he wasn't a dancing type guy, but he was a good actor.
Right.
And he fit right into that role, man, and just pushed disco right over the edge.
Yeah, amazing. What he did. And then, of course, that gave disco a whole nother shot in the arm.
And then it had a demise, too.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to talk about, was the burning up of disco records. It went up flames, but hey, it was only for a season, because then it came back in a whole new way, didn't it?
Yeah, it came back with different genres.
Exactly.
It went off into little children.
Right.
And now these DJs, you know, a DJ used to make $25 a night, all you can drink. Now they're making 100,000, 200,000, and they have these big raves that they have.
Oh, yeah.
And speedways,
exactly.
And it's incredible how big it's gotten.
Well, Marty, we got to go to break. Stay with us. Marty Angelo is with us. We're talking entertainment, music. Stay with us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, let's hear from you. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking entertainment, music, walk down the old proverbial memory lane, especially for this kid. Let me tell you, Marty Angelo is with us. Marty, how'd you get started back in the early 60s in the entertainment business?
Well, that's a good question. I was a naive high schooler. Mm-hmm. Used to have parties in the backyard of my house.
Uh-huh.
Drinking beer was just getting popular, so we had the to buy a keg of beer, and I'd have to play records, and I thought, you know, gee, it would be great to have a live band.
Yeah. So you were an early raver, are you telling me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I didn't even know half the people that showed up. But I walked around with a lot of dollars in my pocket, all you could drink for a buck. Mm. And so, and they had music, and so I kind of grew into that, liked it. I liked the angle on it. And so when I went to college, University of Buffalo in Buffalo, New York, at that time was the Vietnam War was you know, just going strong. Everybody was getting drafted. In fact, if you weren't in school or married and kids, you'd get drafted.
Exactly.
You'd have to go and serve and go to Vietnam. And so when I arrived on that campus, the professors that I had were all these very, very radical liberals, even though I didn't know what those words were.
Mm-hmm.
I was naive, so I started believing these people of everything they taught. Mm-hmm. Vietnam was, you know, we're going to blow ourselves off the face of the earth. The Russians are coming. We shouldn't be in Vietnam. Yeah. Here's a sign. Go out.
You got the Eve of Destruction, you know, playing loud. And
yeah,
playing, you know,
yeah, awesome. Yeah. And so right. So I fell right into that lifestyle, man. I you know, I thought, yeah. And so I joined the Students for a Democratic Society, and we demonstrated, and so they started to bring in these speakers like Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman and Bobby Seale. They wound up being the Chicago Seven that disrupted the Chicago Convention, Democratic Convention. Mayor Richard Daley, if you remember him, he combated and beat people on television. So. Yeah. Even worse. So.
Yeah, he went on to run United Airlines, by the way. So, just, you know.
Is that right?
Just sidebar. Sorry.
I jest. Anyway, so they needed bands. You know, they needed some entertainment besides these radical guys coming and telling everybody to demonstrate. So I started booking the band because I had some connections in the music business. And I started bringing in groups like the Grateful Dead. And so they would... The Grateful Dead would play, and then Jerry Rubin would come up and do his radical speech, and all the demonstrators would run on. And I kept in that lifestyle. I said, boy, this is a good way to make a living, I think, if I can break into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a band that I was managing and out of Buffalo, and a group called Raven. And they were a very, very good group. I mean, they were exceptional musicians, all of them. Mm-hmm. There was five guys, and so they couldn't get a break. So I took them to New York and got a booking through Jimi Hendrix. I met him in a club
in
New York called Steve Paul's Scene. Mm-hmm. And it was a musicians club where everybody hung out after their gig. And they would come there after playing Fillmore East or Carnegie Hall, and everybody hang out, all these famous people. And so he was there. The club owner didn't want to give me a break. He said, get lost. Come back when you get a hit record. But Hendrix, I walked up to him and I asked him if he'd like to hear a good group. And so... Boom, he put a stamp of approval on this group, loved them, wanted to produce them, and then a club owner booked them then for a year. So that got me the start in that business. I got them signed to a Columbia Records. George Harrison, we negotiated with them with the Beatles, Apple Records at the time, but they were breaking up. The Beatles, they were breaking up, and we just thought it wouldn't be that great of a deal if we didn't have Harrison himself produce the band because they wanted Peter Asher to produce them. And at the time, Peter Asher, nobody knew who he was. He was Jane Asher's brother, who was dating Paul McCartney. So we said, no, we would be better off. But Peter went on to become a very, very successful record producer.
Exactly. Right.
He produced Livingston Taylor, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt. And so the group split up then after we signed the contract. And you know how bands are. They were very, very moody. Moody, and couldn't get along with each other, and they all thought they were greater than the Beatles, so they split up, and I went on then to produce or manage the rock group, the Grassroots.
Grassroots,
I don't know if you remember them or not.
Oh, are you kidding me? Gosh, I played their music. And of course, I love the idea that their music is played in major stadiums across the country right now. I mean,
Well, they're still together. You know, Rob Grill had passed away not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And but we got to be close. And Rob was a great guy, lead singer. And so we used to do shows with the Grassroots, Beach Boys, Three Dog Night. And that was really a dynamic show because you got to hear hit records all night.
Exactly.
And we traveled around. I was with them for a long time and had a really, really fun time and made some good friends. And I was messed up, though, man. My life was a wreck. I couldn't I couldn't see straight half the time. I was usually too high or too drunk or too messed up, very unhappy, very upset with myself. Mm-hmm. Even though I was at the pinnacle of success, there was something wrong with me, and mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what it was. And so I just kept doing the party scene, thinking, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, sooner or later you'll figure it out, huh?
Well,
if you don't die first.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what happened. And when Jimi Hendrix died, he was, what, 27?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my. I remember Hendrix being with him. We were doing LSD, and, you know, he was quite a big advocate of that stuff. And mm-hmm. he said, he made this profound statement saying that, he goes, I know where we're from. He says, we're all from the asteroid belt that runs around Saturn.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty far out, but when he died, and then Janis Joplin died.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, but Jimi Hendrix wasn't purple haze for no reason, you know, no specific reason.
Well, yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. He was mind-blowing. I mean, this guy was something else. And so, but he was the sweetest, nicest man you'd ever want to meet. He would he'd give you the shirt off his back and do anything. He gave me my first break. I mean, you know, when no one else wanted to help.
Well, here with the Ravens, so, yeah, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you mentioned, hang on one second, you mentioned Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Summer 1967, he's the opening act for the Mamas and the Papas at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I go there, and, I mean, you know, nobody had ever seen... until then, somebody use a microphone stand and run it up the guitar strings like he did. It was incredible. What a show. But anyway, go ahead.
And, you know, he started off at the Peppermint Lounge in New York.
Right.
That's when I first saw him. And he was just a guitar player in the backup band, Joey D and the Starlighters.
Oh, wow.
And then he left New York because he wasn't doing much and went to England. And then he got he was talked into going to England, and then he became a huge success from England. They thought he was an English band.
Yeah.
And in a sense, he was. The two guys he had in that experience were English.
Mm.
And so that's when he came back. And then right after he came back is when he gave me my break. I think it was 67, around that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't real big when you saw him, right? He was just breaking.
No, he was. Well, I mean, hey, he's the opening act. Are you kidding me? For the Mamas and the Papas? I mean, I had known of him because I was one of these nuts, you know. I mean, I collected records and I had the Jimi Hendrix Experience LP.
Yes.
Back in the days when I could say LP because that's what they had. And, of course, everybody knows real quick.
Great.
He goes, oh, yeah, he's not talking CDs or digital music anymore. But, yeah, I wore that thing out.
Well, you were a DJ in Los Angeles or New York?
Right, in Los Angeles, yeah. I was I was at KISS and KRLA back in the old days, KRLA. And
oh, my goodness.
Was with Art LeBeau, if you remember that name. And then also K-Day Radio. It was right at the time when FM was coming into play. And I was there during the era of Wolfman Jack when he was there before he went to New York. And so, it was wild. I mean, you know, Chicago was always... was hanging out. In fact, I was the first one ever across the country to play Feeling Stronger Every Day. Bob Wilson, the program director, came straight from Colorado, had the press. He goes, here, play this song. And I played it back-to-back, which used to always blow Wolfman Jackson. He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you play it. You play it once, then you play it back-to-back. You know, kind of. I said, well, hey, it was the first time I was going to play it. Might as well make an effect out of it, you know. So
you had that freedom back then, too.
Yeah, a little bit anyway. Yeah, I mean, I still managed to get in trouble a little bit once in a while because I just did. But I never got into the drug scene. That was always there. And they said, well, you're Mexican. You know, you got to be, you must be selling it then. Yeah,
you're
whatever.
Carrying it in.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, come on, stop. You know,
looking for you, I think. He's on his list.
Exactly. Marty Angelo is with us. The conversation continues as we go walk down memory lane. Music and TV and entertainment right here on Bill Martinez.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, got to have some fun here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for, coming on the ride with us as we go back, talk a little bit entertainment biz, disc jockey world, my old background, music, TV, and, of course, Marty Angelo is with us. What a background, getting involved in television and producing concerts and being involved with the likes of Jimi Hendrix and George Harrison. You heard him talk about before with Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra. What a ride for you. And then, we did talk about how disco, the rise and crash of it, but then the rebirth of disco as well, right?
Yeah. It was a bad time, though. You know, it was the rock group and the rock fans got very upset with disco. I mean, so did I. I mean, here was I, one of the promoters of making a good living. Yeah. I mean, every time you turned around, Frank Sinatra had a disco song, Ethel Merman had a disco song. I mean, everybody and their brother, the Rolling Stones, had disco songs. And I think people, it got such an overkill. And no one really knew the underlying story behind disco. They thought it was Saturday Night Fever, and thank God it's Friday. But the disco went back years and years before, and there was a lot of history to it that a lot of people didn't know. And so the rockers kind of got upset, and they wanted to hear their music on the radio. I mean, even AM radio was playing disco. Everything it touched
right.
was disco,
yeah.
And so it just killed itself. And the name got to be a bad word, and so but the beat was still there. People still liked to dance and party, so that just changed into different genres. And, you know, my TV show at the time was the highest rated TV show. It switched over. It started off on cable, mm-hmm. and then we went to a network station. But the network at one time didn't even want to know me. Mm-hmm. But we had such good ratings on cable that we even were beating the network. on a Saturday afternoon, and that shocked them.
I mean, exactly.
That was when they were still stringing cable, brother. You know, they weren't. Mm-hmm. No one had the Wi-Fi and this and that Wi-Fi, and so you had to have a cable strung into your house. And so mm-hmm. they thought cable was going to go away. That's what the guy, station manager, told me. He says, cable, it's the best. HBO.
Who's gonna pay for this when you get it for free? Right.
In fact, the hotel where I did my show from, they had a 747 disco. It was the interior of a 747 plane.
Huge.
So we set up cameras in there, and it was broadcast standard stuff. But he didn't even want to have it at first because he felt that he didn't want to string his hotel with cable because he felt that people would stay in their rooms and watch HBO and not come and drink at the clubs and different setups he had around in his hotel. But how wrong was
this? Exactly.
The cable station, really one of the main reasons why they wanted to do my show was because the owner of the hotel had to commit to stringing cable. I mean, this is how far back this goes. And so it turned out to be a good ride, but it was the end. The disco was the end of me at that time, too, because I was out of control. And I was doing too many drugs and partying too much. And I wound up getting arrested. And,
you look at it as a miracle, you say,
yes,
when you were arrested, because it was, because leading up to all this, you were saying you had, here you are, kind of like Peggy Lee, is that all there is? You got all this great stuff going for you, and you're going, wait a minute, I'm still coming up empty here. What the heck's going on?
Yes. So it was a great day when the DEA arrested me. There were 30 other Coast Guards. I was living on Hibiscus Island. If you're from Florida, you know that it's
exactly.
Al Capone used to live down in that neighborhood.
Right.
So we had a big yacht in the backyard. I was visiting these guys that owned the house, and they were under investigation, and I was buying drugs from them to bring back to Hollywood for my band and the road trip that we were taking, and boom, I was arrested with them. And so they handcuffed me and threw me in county jail, and I was there scratching my head going, wait a minute, I'm in the music business. I'm not like these rest of these guys. Wait, I shouldn't be here.
Right.
You know who I am? And the cop goes, shut up. Lay down on your bunk. Tell it to the judge in the morning. But that was my bottom, man. That was, as they call in addictions and in AA and things like that, I had hit rock bottom. And that got my attention. And psychiatrists call it introspection. And Christians call it taking a good old look at yourself, brother.
Exactly, yeah.
And so my sister had become a Christian, and she was praying for me. And so finally I listened. And I said, this has got to be more than better. Something's got to be out there that's better than what I'm doing. I'm looking at spending the rest of my life in prison. They wanted to throw the book at me. They were going to make an example. They finally caught somebody in the music business.
Wow.
And
of course, all this is on the heels of payola, drugola. I remember back in those days, Marty, I was signing monthly affidavits that I had not accepted any money or any drugs for playing music and all that sort of thing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, because we used to use, I was an independent record promoter at the time, too. And so there's no more of those really anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go into a town, a small town, and bring, a couple grams of coke to the guy, the program director or station manager, whoever was authorized to put a record on.
Right.
And they'd love it. They didn't even want money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then the song would be on the very same day, pick hit of the week. Here it is.
That's it. Here it goes.
They were good records, though. They weren't songs. Right. They were hit records. We gave them hits. I mean, I didn't promote junk.
Yeah.
And so,
gave them junk, but didn't promote junk. You know, that's it.
There you go. Right. Yeah. And my junky lifestyle, I have the consequences, brother. Everybody thinks, especially nowadays, too, the same thing is happening with the Hollywood celebrities that are doing the same type of partying that we all did back in the 60s with my group, my generation, the Woodstock generation, the disco generation. And there's a price to pay, man. You can't get away with it. Look at the celebrities that have died.
Yeah.
I mean, and even in our community in Florida, there's 300. They're doing a big big war on the opiates. Look at Donald Trump and his
exactly.
people there. Now they want to do this big war. And they want to combat these opiates because these kids are dropping dead. They're not just snorting coke and smoking pot. And well, so my job has been helping these kids, helping them get off of this stuff.
Well, Marty, it's the lost lives. I mean, for you, you got a second chance. I mean, you hit rock bottom. You got a sister who's praying for you. And you got a second chance. I mean, imagine if your life would have ended right there.
Oh, man, and many times I went into the hospital with overdose. Many times my heart rate was 300 beats a minute. Racing out of control, irregular. I caused so much damage. Plus, I tried to commit suicide a couple times because I was just so depressed and upset with my life.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, my second chance came along, and it's been 35 years since that happened, man.
It's been that long, huh, Marty?
It's been that long that I've been on the straight and narrow in recovery and giving back, helping. I've worked in prison ministries. I've worked for Teen Challenge, which is a big outfit that David Wilkerson started, the movie mm-hmm. Cross and the Switchblade.
Right, exactly. Huh?
And
right.
Chuck Colson, I worked with Chuck when he was alive at Prison Fellowship. Chuck was the special advisor to President Richard Nixon.
Yes.
And Colson got arrested, went to prison because of the Watergate problems and crimes that were committed because of that. And so, you know, here I was with a bunch of people that all paid a price for the consequences of their life. I mean, I never thought in a million years I would be friends with someone that worked for President Nixon.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you look at the trajectory of your life and you intersect all these. I mean, you got musicians that are absolutely iconic and historic, your TV show, all these benchmarks throughout your life. And now on the other side of this pursuit of life, sex, drugs, rock and roll, you find yourself on God's team and you're meeting men who have been redeemed like you, like Chuck Colson.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chuck told me one time, we were at a conference together when I first came on board, and he says, Marty, he says, tell me about your life in the music business. And I told him about the Grassroots. And he goes, oh, he says, you know something? He goes, let me tell you, that band almost wound up on the enemies list. Remember Nixon had an enemy?
Yeah, absolutely, huh?
The Smothers brothers were on the top of the list because they hated Nixon, and Nixon hated them, and they took them right off the air. That's how much power Nixon had. When they had a number one TV show, and he took them right off the air. And
yeah,
he said that what happened with us is that I guess it was Trisha Nixon or Julie Nixon was having a birthday, and she was going to have a party, and her favorite band was the Grassroots.
Oh wow! So okay, look it. We got to pause it right now because we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Marty Angelo. We're talking story, music story, right here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
If you talk and they will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, GoBerkey.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Marty Angelo continues. He's the author of the book, Once Life Matters, A New Beginning. And right before the break, we were talking about, the pressure that the Nixon administration was putting on, entertainment and certain groups, particularly the grassroots. And Marty, you were telling us a story there about the grassroots and Richard Nixon's daughter, how much she loved the grassroots, and they were on the targeted list, huh?
Yeah, they were. It's funny because I remember the call. We were in, I think, Chicago or something, and we just kind of partied out early in the morning. We had just gone to bed, and we get this call from our booking agent from Los Angeles and saying, we got a call from the President of the United States, Richard M. Nixon's office called and said they want your group to play at the White House for one of his daughters, I can't remember which one it was, a birthday party that the Grassroots is her favorite band. And at the time, the Grassroots had the number one hit record at the time, I think it was Midnight Confession, so they were really riding high. But they were a pop group, and so they didn't know. There was that underground rock groups that had a bad, they had a bad reputation. They were all drug groups. And we did our fair share of drugs, but nobody knew, and we weren't protesting anything.
Right.
They were just putting out pop records. Mm-hmm. That was the difference. It was still AM radio. It still had hit records that made a fortune, while the FM was just starting out. And I wake up Rob. I said, Rob, I said, we got agent in Nixon wants us to come to White House. nobody liked Nixon at the time. I mean, we never said so because we were never asked.
Right.
But if you were, it goes back to the '60s thing where if you weren't for them, you were against them. So we were those radical liberal hippies that were kind of making it through, and the conservatives were guys like Nixon.
Sure.
And, we hated each other. There was no way. And so he tells a guy with an expletive, what Nixon could do.
Right.
And he goes, no, don't do that, Rob. Take the gig. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do this. He's too powerful. You can't turn him down, the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. So he did. We didn't do the gig.
He didn't
and
do it.
Didn't do the gig, insulted him. He took offense. And so I find this out now years later when I meet Chuck Colson, because Chuck Colson was in charge of Nixon's enemies list.
And
one other guy that was in the White House, got the guy's name. And he
Haldeman?
Said,
was Haldeman involved?
I don't know if it was one of
them. Haldeman, yeah. Uh-huh.
But again, here I am sitting with this guy, with Chuck, who we said to each other, we'd never in a million years be sitting at the same table, Marty, ever. You know, you were a rock druggie. Here I was working for the president of the United States. So it was a miracle. We kept looking at each other going, what a miracle. God is real. He really does change lives. Look at us. We like each other.
Right.
said, well, yeah. But he said, you know, you came so close to getting on the enemy's list because of this deal that you turned down Richard Nixon.
Right.
And I said, he says, you don't know how close you came in, but he got over it and they got somebody else to play the gig. But from that day on, even the president of ABC Dunhill Records, who we were with at this time, never accepted our phone calls.
Wow.
He never allowed us in the office. If we saw him, he'd turn the other way. They wouldn't accept our phone calls. Mm-hmm. We were dead. Dunhill.
Well, today you'd have done that. They'd have built a statue with holy water coming out your left ear, you know?
Especially if you did it to our current president.
Exactly.
No one likes the guy. It's too bad because he's a good guy, and I think he's doing a good job for our country, and I supported him.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I became a radical liberal, and because I became a Christian, all of a sudden, life mattered to me. That's why I wrote the book, Once Life Matters, A New Beginning, because I had a new chance, a new life, and life started to matter after I became a Christian. And all of a sudden, I had values, morals, things mattered. I loved life. I was happy. I was peaceful. I wanted to help people. And I guess you'd call that a conservative, because the liberal people that I know, even to this day, they may say they all want that type of life, but then they'll beat you up and kill you. They
That's
have to
right.
because yeah. you don't believe them. You're not on their side. God right. forbid that you're talking morals and things and life. It's amazing what's happening to the college campuses nowadays. They're going through the same turmoil, if not worse. We never beat anybody. In fact, I think Nixon killed four of us.
Right, exactly. Kent State University. Right.
Because we were so far out of control. What he thought was out of control? Wow. If he was alive today, he'd probably shoot everybody if he could get a chance.
Right.
These kids are getting away with more stuff, and they don't realize, man, this is why I'm in the work that I'm in. Because eventually they're going to pay consequences in their own individual lifestyle.
Without a doubt.
It's not the group. Mm-hmm. It's not just the group, it's each person. God's got a plan and a purpose for each person. And if they don't get that now, their life is going to continue, and they're going to be searching, and they're going to try to find a way, and they're going to try and believe all these professors that are teaching them this nonsense. That means absolutely nothing. It has nothing to do with your education. It has to do with what these professors think is what you should know and how you should live your life. Mm-hmm. It's the same way it was in the 60s. It's not. Now it's even 10 times worse, 100 times worse nowadays, because I don't think you'd find one conservative professor on a college campus. If so, they'll run them out of town.
Yeah, they get marginalized real quick. There's no question that faculty room justice has been overwhelming. As much as Richard Nixon controlled politics, now liberals are controlling the hallways and the classrooms of academia. And as you say, these young kids are being they're being treated like a bunch of mushrooms, and we know how those are treated. Because the thing is, like for you in your life, you found out and you were given a second chance. And here we are at a time when the country needs these young people, when their families, their future kids need them to have their act together. And what are they going to be prepared to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had something that we demonstrated against, and that was the war. None of us wanted to go out and fight that war. None of us wanted to be drafted. These kids are demonstrating against nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the right to do what they're doing with no doubt. I mean, you have that was the liberal thing. We started that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so I can see why they're doing it, but there's no cause behind it.
Right.
You know, I mean, the guy, you can't, he's a president of the United States. He won it legally. I mean, it wasn't like he cheated. They can't find any way that he fixed it. People just didn't want Hillary as the president. So,
that's right.
I mean, get over it.
Right.
And get on with your lives, and you have nothing to demonstrate again. Nothing.
Well, I say go and ask the questions. We need you to ask the questions. That's not a problem. But listen for the answers. And after it's all said and done, does it add to or take away from the trajectory of your life? Some of these kids are blind.
Of our country.
Yeah, exactly.
Of our country, not just your life yourself, but I mean, look at the direction that our country was in.
Right.
Leading up to this, that was because we started this movement. Remember that. This is the 60s started this movement.
Right.
That radical liberalism and professors that were teaching, not be a straight person. You should not have moral values. They were teaching against it.
You got to love the one you're with, right? I mean, all this moral debasement, and we lived it like Solomon, you know. There was nothing new under
That's
the
right.
sun. We could do whatever
That's
we
right.
darn well please according to our own eyes. We lived that life, and I would say to these young millennials, listen to your parents. Listen to the experience of people who've been there, done it, and bought the T-shirt.
Yeah, well, we were taught not to listen to our parents. That they were the enemy. We were taught that if you grow your hair long, smoke pot, listen. Timothy Leary had the mantra, turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Exactly.
And do your own thing. We never even heard the word sin. Mm-hmm. That was from my parents' generation. Remember the generation gap, they called it?
Oh, yeah,
there was
absolutely.
A gap between, right. I didn't even know what the gap was, but my professor said, it's those people. It's those
yes.
straight people. It's those conservative people. Look at it. It's those Richard Nixon people. You know, you meet a lot of these guys. I've met many a veteran that went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're great guys, man. They went blindly, but they went off and they tried to do what was right.
Exactly.
We tried to do what was right by demonstrating because we didn't understand the war, but it just cut through our whole country. And that spirit hasn't left.
Exactly.
It remains in this country. It's a spirit of rebellion.
You're exactly right. Right there. That's it in a word. It's a rebellion. Marty, as we wrap things up here, One Life Matters, A New Beginning. Congratulations on the book and your ministry.
Thank you.
For more than 30 years now, you've worked with various ministries. You're currently a full-time minister to prisoners, substance abusers, and troubled celebrities. What is the takeaway, you know, that you want people to get from your book?
Well, you know, you could relate to it in so many different ways, whether you're a rich man or you're a poor man, you're a drug addict or you're straight or you have a family member that might be in trouble and you're not sure how to get to them. And it's just, you know, it's a story of redemption. It's a story of a second chance. It's a story of a new beginning. And I see and meet thousands of people around the country that are searching for meaning in life and trying to get a handle on how to just make it till tomorrow. And so my story and my book has been donated to over 60,000 of them in prison. And I get these fantastic letters from people that have gone through the same experience. They're sitting in a lockup somewhere going, how did I get here? What's wrong with me?
Right.
And so they have a worse story than mine as far as what their life was before. So I'm thankful that God has used me and in me and through me to help as many people as I can. If your listeners have someone that's in trouble or want the book, wants me to send it to them, I gladly send it to them. They can go to my website, MartyAngelo.com, find my email address, Marty@MartyAngelo.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to send them a book with a letter. If you got somebody in a rehab that wants, if you want to go that route, you know, you have to want to change your life.
Exactly. Well, Marty, we're out of time. Thank you very much. Once again, we got to stay in touch, buddy. Appreciate it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business?